I'm going to start, though, with the plan Caring from Kerry, Caring for Kerry, which is a HSE plan, and it is designed to try and get people to help the health service and help keep people, number one, out of hospital, out of the emergency department, to make people aware of all of their avenues of care before they present at the hospital, and also to speed up the discharge process from our hospitals in order that people don't end up on trolleys in the emergency department. That's the overall aim of the plan. There's lots of different aspects to it. It's run into some controversy. Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Ferris, not happy with the language used, says it's wholly insulting to patients and seeking to blame patients for shortfalls and deficiencies in the delivery of our health service. Well, I spoke to HSE manager for Kerry, Julie O'Neill, just before coming in here this morning, and asked her, first of all, to outline and address those concerns, but also to outline the overall aims of the Caring for Kerry plan.
That's great, Sherry. And listen, thank you very much for the opportunity. So, look, I suppose I just want to outline the entire purpose of the campaign this morning. So it's a new public information campaign, and we're really looking, the HSE Southwest is really looking for support from the public so that everyone can access the services, the health and social care services that they need in Kerry. We're going to be doing, obviously, media campaigns such as, you know, the radio, yourselves, printed media. And we'd also be asking people to, look at their social media, our HSE Southwest Facebook's page, etc., Instagram. And obviously, our campaign is live on hse.ie. We'll be running the campaign for over 12 weeks. We started last week with just an overview. This week we're focusing on vaccinations, and thanks again, Jerry, for highlighting that campaign. I suppose really what we're looking for is we need to ensure that everybody has access to the right care, right place at the right time, in line with Sláinte Care, which is our government policy, our health policy. So we really want to showcase all the HSE services within Kerry. Fundamentally, University Hospital Kerry, we need to protect the service there provided by University Hospital Kerry. So that's an acute service for patients, and we really need to protect that for patients who need, you know, with acute medical needs and who need that service. And then we also want to, I suppose, showcase the preventative services. So as I highlighted there earlier, just in terms of getting your vaccinations, we also want to let people know about all the various primary care services that we have, such as our GPs, South Doc, social inclusion, etc. We want to showcase our older person services. So we'll be giving more information to the public around home care, our nursing home supports, our rehab services, our community support beds, transitional care beds, and indeed our mental health services as well. So fundamentally, we're looking for support from the public so that they understand all the services, they know where to access them, so that everybody can get the services and the access to services they need at the right time.
And is it the case, Julie, and is this what prompted this, that those different streams of services, older persons, mental health, primary care, that you're still seeing people come to the door of UHK or the ED that should be in these places first or should have gone there first? Are there still people making, I won't say making the mistake, or just... They're going to option B when option A would have been better for them and for health services.
Exactly. And look, I mean, there's no issue. If people need the emergency department in UHK, they must attend the emergency department. But as I've said, that is really for, you know, critical emergencies open. We're open 24/7, 7/7, 365 days of the year. And we've seen huge improvement in our emergency services in UHK. We have a really good functioning acute floor model there now. And we have an acute medical assessment hub. and they really treat patients, you know, on the acute floor. And to be fair, some of the patients that attend there actually are, you know, they're not admitted. They have acute treatment, and following that assessment and that treatment, they can go home without admission. And we've really developed those services in the past year. We've increased the staffing. We have additional ED consultants and doctors on the floor. Our patient experience time has reduced. Our waiting times have reduced. But we do, you know, we have particular busy times, such as the winter when the flu hits, when COVID hits. And then when, you know, during the winter, we can be impacted, you know, in terms of like last year, for example, we two, you know, serious weather events. And that, you know, that can you congest the emergency department.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, we, you know, we have between sort of 120, 140 presentations into ED on a daily basis. That can increase, as I said, in the busier periods up to 160, 170. So what we really need to get people to think about is really think twice before you go to ED. Think once you can access really, really good information about your health from your pharmacy. Think twice then would be engaging directly with your GP. And then from an out of hours perspective, we fund South Dock, and they're open from 6 p.m. in the evening until 8 a.m. And they're open 24/7 at weekends as well.
Yeah.
And
are there some people though, Judy, who are perhaps maybe going to ED when they could have gone to South Dock or could have gone
Correct.
To one of the others? Is that actually happening? On the 170 and busy times or 140, is that actually happening?
It is actually happening. And that's where we really want to. And, you know, that's on us as well to ensure that we, you know, we have the right services, and we do. And there can be access, you know, there can be access issues around GPs, because GPs will have, you know, they have very, very busy clinics as well. But we want to just ensure that people are, you know, making the right choice at the right time. And as I said, with South Dock, there, you know, we have experienced nurse triage there, and they can advise patients when they ring the number 0818355999. They can advise the patient on their next steps. If they need to access ED, they will advise them. They can give them immediate medication support, and they also provide, you know, home visits to the elderly and the bedbound. We are finding that people do, you know, there are people that turn up at ED that may not, you know, that could have chosen an alternative care option. And again, the public campaign here is about ensuring people have access to the right information. And that's why, you know, I'm on here this morning to signpost people in Kerry to the printed media, to social media, and to yourselves, just to listening to the messages from the HSC Southwest to highlight those.
You've said as part of your campaign, like knowing all your healthcare options, you've also said being aware that overstaying at UHK causes overcrowding at UHK. Is that on the other side of it then, when someone needs to leave the hospital that no longer needs a bed?
Correct. And, you know, when people come into hospital, we want to work with them to obviously discharge them back home. And so from day one, our medical and our nursing teams will work with the patient, and they will work with families in terms of the, you know, when they come to the end of their acute medical treatment, you know, they're, you know, we support their discharge as quickly as possible. So, you know, some patients, thankfully, will be discharged home without any need for further support. And that's really good outcome. But given that we have an older population in Kerry, many will need support to discharge plans. And we're asking for the public and the families and the patients to work with us to ensure that we get the correct supports in place as quickly as possible. And at any given time in University Hospital, Kerry, we do have what we call delayed transfers of care, and that can be for a variety of reasons. And you know, that some of that is on us, in that we do not always have sufficient space in our nursing homes, in our residential services, in our community hospitals. But we do have other supports, you know, such as home care packages and so on. So it's really to get that early engagement with patients, with families, to ensure that when the patient comes to the end of their acute medical treatment, they are then transferred home with the appropriate supports.
What do you say then, Julie, to the issue of, and this came up, Councillor De Ferris raised it as well, she felt the language was insulting of, you know, it was that you were blaming patients for the times when ye aren't able to transfer someone, or ye don't have the capacity, and you were throwing it back on the patients. Now, I know you're not a politician. The health service gets pulled into the political arena all the time, and you know, opposition politicians will say the system isn't working, we need more beds, we need more community care. And what's your response to that, that the language was too strong and that you're blaming patients for the problems?
Yeah, so I appreciate Councillor Ferris's comments, and you know, that's certainly not the intention at all, to blame patients. I mean, our HSC values are of care and compassion, and that's what, you know, we work very much at the, you know, with families and patients to ensure, yeah, you know, that they get the correct care at the right time, at the right place. So I do apologize if that, if you know, if that is taken out of context. But there are times where we, you know, there can be resistance to moving patients home, and as I said, that's sometimes on us because we don't have sufficient beds, and we're working hard to create additional capacity in the system. But you know, we do need people to work along with us, you know, to ensure that all of those things are in place in home, whether it's to do with equipment or so on and so forth, that is there, and we just need that joint working with families to ensure that, you know, we transition as quickly and as safely as possible.
So that you don't have people ending up on trolleys in the ED because they need the acute beds and they can't get them.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, every, you know, we talk about when you are admitted to UHK and they are planning for discharge, we talk about, you know, by 11 a.m. people are going home on the day of discharge. And you know, so again, with every hour spent in a bed there, every night, you know, there are people
has an impact.
Exactly.
Okay, Julie, I know you're working as well. I know there's new rules that have come in for the amount of work pharmacists can do. You're talking about now as well, you're, as you mentioned, start, you're highlighting your vaccination, winter vaccination campaign, and that is all a part of this overall plan, finally, to keep people out of hospital, and it's all part of caring for Kerry. So everyone, if you hear the ad, if you hear, go get it done. Keep yourself out of problems, especially in the respiratory period we're going into now, which I know makes you even busier.
Exactly. And look, they're the key messages. So know your healthcare options, as I said, and keeping yourself well at home. So please get vaccinated. And this is, I suppose, a call out, not just to the public, but also to HSE staff. That live and work in the community. We have our flu vaccination campaigns ongoing, our COVID vaccines and so on. And there are lots of options in terms of where you can get those. Flu, unfortunately, has arrived. It's hitting us earlier this year. We have, you know, you can access your vaccine from your GP, your pharmacy, and their HSC staff vaccination centres. So we really are imploring to the public and to staff to please get your vaccine. Protect our services right across the system, whether it's in UHK or in our other residential sites. And please just, you know, by doing that, you are easing the burden on ED and on the healthcare system in its entirety.
Okay, Julie, listen, thanks very much for going through all of that for us this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
That's Julie O'Neill, HSE Manager for Kerry.